Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner Demorrow, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, guys, it's me, Tim Lanning. You know, just representing the holiday spirit hard. Go Bucks!
And Mike Vachman.
Joke.
Good one. I like it, guys. Guys, I like the energy. We got some good energy going. I just punched my cat in the face. Sorry, cat.
I'm sorry, cat, too. But I didn't punch you in the face. Stop it.
You know, all the cat books say to do it.
They do. They do say, like, you gotta punch him. Mike Baca, what are you eating?
You know, always eating. But today...
just snacking.
Today, I'm one more bite and I'm done munching for you folks at home. But today I'm eating some homemade apple crisp with vanilla ice cream that was made by Carrie Newman not moments ago.
If I could fly, I would come and murder you and steal that from you.
Yeah, is there any left?
There are. There is definitely some left.
Can I come over?
Yeah, you guys, just come right on over.
I'm drinking a lovely Pinot Noir.
I'm drinking water, except my...
Me too, this is bullshit.
My muffin top is in a decent effect.
But, muffin top, activate.
The four-hour body guy says you can drink a glass of red wine every day.
Two glasses.
Oh, my. Wow.
I just don't have any red wine. And I'm trying to drink less, because, you know, it's not... It sometimes hurts.
Because you're an alcoholic?
Because I'm an alcoholic.
Liver, it just hurts so much.
I went back and bought like four more bottles of that Christmas wine.
You're such a weirdo. I love you so much.
But if you don't bring us a bottle of Christmas wine at PAX,
yeah, PAX, let's get kooky and do something crazy at PAX.
Hey, let's all roll d20.
I'd love to.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I got big ol' 5.
Thrifty, did you roll d20?
Yeah, I did.
Technically, you can recap them.
You can recap?
Why? Yeah. Fuck you. What'd you get?
As soon as he talks a lot. He's in...
I got a 1.
Bullshit.
Did you really, Thrifty?
Oh, 1-3.
Ah.
Bachman?
I got a 4.
Elutra?
I said a 5, like, a while ago.
I got a 12. But I really did get a 12, actually, which is funny. See, it's a 12.
Okay. Tim.
No, you got a 13, though.
I know, but I don't actually do this part. I like to hear what you guys think happened last week, and then I get to laugh hilariously.
You son of a bitch!
So I was like, that's not what happened. That guy is actually an archmage dragon.
We all recovered from the Yuletide event that we did a bit
Yuletide
ago.
Yuletide event? That makes it sound like a cataclysmic thing. The Yuletide event.
Yuletide.
So we felt a little groggy. So we're like, we need some eggrog. So we go to this new town called Mistmarsh. And while we're there, we're chatting with people. We see another dragonborn with a tail. I don't know if you guys notice, but something starts to be afoot. We're just chatting, making pals. No big deal. Then it comes about that the people here don't think the House Fidelis fell. That's curious. You know what?
Why would they think that? It's like right in history. It's like right in the history book.
We all know it fell in 1380. And right now it's 1700 DR. Not sure what DR stands for. So we're kind of put off by that. We're like, hey, are these some rogues trying to swindle people? I don't know. Then it turns out everyone here thinks it's 1380. And if that was not just the cat's paw, someone came in. Oh, also every single one of the names of the Dragon Bar start with theoretically a TH.
This Trudy one, with a TH? I think Trudy?
Trudy with a TH, I'm pretty sure. It turns out
Ted, T-H-E-D.
Yeah.
I don't know if you thought this one through.
So it turns out that this character named Trudy, who's also a dragonborn with a tail, freaks out and calls Tom, our lovely Tom dragonborn, Lord Tom Vidalis. Fucked up.
Tom Vidalis!
She never actually said Lord Tom Vidalis, but
Lord Tom Vidalis.
Well, I assume if he's the Lord of House Vidalis, his name.
Kate, maybe he's Katie Tom Vidalis.
No, I said Lord, I thought.
Oh.
Yeah, said I Lord. Say Lord. She said Lord.
Ugh. Never said Vidalis. But, wait. The other guy, Ted, is also a Vidalis.
Maybe Ted Vidalis.
Is it Trudy Vidalis?
I don't know.
I didn't ask say. Her.
Yeah, so that's where the episode ends. We think we went back in time.
Yeah.
Also, Tom's a time traveler.
Also, Trudy recognized Blood Drinker, too.
She did, which is super weird.
That's so weird.
How? Dude, like, the options are either we did go back in time, or they're not enchanted or anything, because we don't sense any magic, or they're all just, like, delusional together of what year it is.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we're in a... I don't know. It's in a magical world, and we can figure out, you know... Ow! I kicked my desk. What's you know going on together with this world of magic? I hope we don't get stuck here, because I'm quite fond of the technologies of the future.
You know, if they take me away, I don't mind.
You're just gonna leave and be the lord of the House of Vidalis. You realize that you're about to die, right? Because the House of Vidalis gets destroyed tonight.
Yeah, right, but we can change.
Or this year, sometime.
We can change the future.
Well, we don't know what day it fell, so... Excuse me, Trudy, we're in character now. We don't know what day it fell, but we are also in December-ish, so the year's about to be over. So sometime in the next, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh. Yeah, we're in the same month as in our D&D world.
Yeah.
I guess we did allude to it being cold in the north, but sure. Not in the south where we are.
Wait... I'm looking forward for someone to call us out on our time scale.
I'd rather you not. Just
why
don't
you not poke that hornet's nest?
Because you know what? Sometimes we're at sea for months and months.
Let's not think about
good
it.
Good times.
If it seems like time's weird, then they were just at sea for a long time. Yeah. You don't know about it.
And we're traveling the opposite way of the way that this earth turns, so it's like we're at sea for less time.
Who even knows if a year is 365 days on D&D planet?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Maybe it's got like those Game of Thrones years.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. No, Game of Thrones, we don't know how long. No.
It's like is like 9 years. No one knows.
I don't know. Fuck. Yeah, so Harper.
You just said Harper.
Oh, that's me.
I'm talking to myself.
Harper, you're a lord, Titus Harper. You should know that Tom's not a lord. I said that out loud. Gosh, this grog.
So yeah, so there's a kneeling dragonborn named Trudy in front of you, who has offered to do whatever you need to have done.
Internally, while this is going on, I want to have an internal monologue with Blood Drinker and be like, did you know about any of this?
Yeah, bro, what the fuck?
She recognized you, bro.
Do you want to talk to, okay. Do you guys want to take off your headphones?
Of course, all the time. All right. I love this part.
Fuck, I'll do it.
Most fun for
I'm
you guys.
Go get a scoop of peanut butter. I'm fat.
You must drink the blood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the blood. Right. But
I hunger.
What year do you think it is?
Feels like 1380.
What year was it yesterday?
Probably around 1700. What are you guys doing?
Do you know how that happened?
All I know is that I need blood.
All right, you're useless. So, Trudy, you may rise.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And just Tom will do
Ted.
For now. While we're outside of the palace walls, just Tom is fine.
Trudy, you didn't... Tell me more about Lord Tom here. Is he like the head of House Vidalis? Oh, he's so modest.
He is. I'm surprised Ted didn't say something.
Is Ted... What's your last name, by the way, Trudy?
My last name? Smith.
Okay. And Ted's last name is Vidalis. Is Tom's last name Vidalis?
Well, of course, you're his traveling companion. How would you not know that?
Of course, I told you that, Harper. Don't you remember?
We just don't know a lot
too
about
much grog.
Ted comes over and pats you on the back and goes, "Sorry, friend. I thought I see you've gotten discovered.
I was
trying to play you know your little low key game here.
Low key,
but I see Trudy here must have found you out." Sorry about that.
Typical Trudy. Am I right?
Well, Trudy, she's a commoner. She doesn't understand. I mean, it's got to be hard for you. You barely get to go and get a second to yourself. If I was in your position, I'd be coming out here and, I don't know, getting a little tail or whatever.
That's a good one, because you guys have tails.
You guys already have them. I don't know.
It's true.
That's where that comes from.
Hey, Ted, give us a minute, will you? Harper, Ludra, a word?
Yeah.
Anything, my liege.
Yeah. And blessings upon you and all that. So we should totally go to House Vidalis and check this out, right?
You're like the Lord.
Jesus.
Okay.
Let's just stay there forever.
All right.
Well, we know that sometime within the next... Stop coughing.
I can't.
Sometime in the next couple weeks.
I'm so sick.
I know. Slow down on the gong. Christ, Aludra. Pat you on the back.
Who's Christ?
You stirred a dwarf back. I think you are in this case. I'm not sure. So we'll just act cool. But if we see a prophet of Orcus, and we have to protect the brazier of worlds. But I think we need to grab it and skedaddle.
Here's the thing. So, like, but if we've gone back in time... We should probably look out for past versions of ourselves.
Oh, no. I don't think I would be here.
I don't think I'd be here either. You! Don't touch yourself, you'll turn into goo. Like Time Cop. The movie Time Cop.
If you see any attractive ladies, don't do them. Or maybe you should do them.
That's a good question.
I have a feeling that Tom may get slapped a number of times walking through town. Anyway.
I have a feeling that Tom may be his own father.
You know. That would be the
best. But also, how do we get back? Who's that wizard guy that always helps you? The cleric man?
Let's see how this plays out, and then we can...
Finnegan.
Yeah, Finnegan. Finnegan isn't alive now, I would assume.
But stop it. Wonder if his might can cross through time. I'm saying, how are we going to get back home? Are you guys not concerned about this?
I think we need to investigate House Vidalis and then... We'll find out about that soon enough.
All right. 1 foot in front of the others. All right, guys, cool.
Harper,
Ted.
Jeez.
I'd like to arrange
bro.
Passage to House... I strike an epic pose. To House Vidalis.
Anything... Would you like me to accompany you, sir? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, of course. No,
Ted,
are you
related to Tom in any way? Like, brother?
I'm a cousin. God. A distant... Yeah,
cousin Ted, yes. I remember you from days of yore. How the hell do they talk in 1380? I don't know. I know how they talk in 1700.
How do they talk in 1380 in Faerun? That's a good question. Mostly the same, I think.
So we can, it's just about a week's travel. We can set off whenever you like, sir.
Do we probably need a rest, huh? In the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the morning.
I would love a bath and maybe some more lordly benefits of our friend here. Some free delicious food.
I want basically, myself and my companions here to be treated much like that scene in The Wizard of Oz. Where they're just, like, giving us, like, massages and, like, singing a song about it the whole time. And I want to
ride on a green horse. I want to ride on a green horse.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's Wizard of Oz. Ugh.
This is another...
Oh, that's a horse of a different color.
Thorfinn goes, oh, this all makes sense now. All the weirdness. Lord, had I known it was you, I would have, of course, given you our finest room. And anything you want. Of course, my lord.
Do you have lizard lion bites?
You mean the little fried lizard lion tail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course we do.
This is great! Harper, you're so excited. I've never heard you with such a voice.
Hello!
Do you guys have cheese curds?
I will... yes.
Do you
lizard
have
lion cheese?
yeah, lizard lion curds. Cheese, of course. Only the finest.
Yes!
From the nipples of lizard lion.
It is a bitch to milk them, let me tell you.
That's why it's so costly. This is dangerous. You get bit.
Wow, this is a lot to take in. I feel overwhelmed. I don't want to change the future is all I'm trying to say.
Before you know it, you have a big plate of lizard lion curd and lizard lion bites in front of you.
This
and
is
lots
delicious.
Of lots more egg grog.
Oh my, this is awesome.
Harper, I've never seen you this happy before.
I know.
I didn't know you could cry.
I cried before. I've cried before.
I have cried.
I do have cried. So... We probably want to, like, try to act as cool while trying to pick up on any weirdness, maybe on some local customs of the past, and we don't want to get found out for being weird time travelers, but...
Yeah.
I want to be able to... I don't want to stay here forever.
Right. But I think, if we have a chance to stop whatever happened to my people...
Yeah.
We should do it. Who knows what will happen if House Vidalis doesn't fall in this year? That will have drastic effects on the future.
I take a step forward to continue this conversation. Oh, God, I stepped on a butterfly. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Harper starts to fade away.
Tom comes back.
This podcast
just
takes a terrible tragic turn. Everybody's like starts disappearing, and that's the last episode we ever did.
That was fun.
Harper starts to get boobs.
Wipe her hands.
My dark past. Lordy.
Oh lord.
So Bucky goes, guys, what's happening? I'm confused, and I'm nervous.
Oh, Bucky, you don't need to be nervous. We'll take care of you.
You should be
Bucky.
Cautious.
Bucky,
everyone's clothes looks funny, and they talk weird.
We are in the past.
No, we're in the South. We're in the South.
Wow, just
going to
tell him. Bucky, just don't mention anything about our future.
This is a different place. A different place, sweetie.
I just saw a wagon go by outside, and it looked really funny. It doesn't look like our wagons at all. The spokes are all different.
I know. So much of the wagon technology has changed in 320 years.
Oh, these use radial spokes, right? As opposed to...
I mean, it was just like a big block of wood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the south, Bucky.
It's weird down here.
All right. I have heard that they're a little backwards down south, but...
Bucky crumps out of the inn. Maybe we should just go to bed before anything insane happens. Right, guys?
This is where the video podcast. With the facial expressions.
You guys that are just listening to the audio just missed my mean mug just then.
Your mean mug?
Thrifty talking shit.
Mad shit.
About my home. The south. Where I'm from.
Easy. You're from.
Sorry, what's up?
Jennifer's I just feel sorry for you because you don't even know about grits like at all in Sweet Tea. Ugh. Your life is so sad and okay. Not full of lard.
Okay. I know about Sweet Tea. McDonald's has it like every year.
The serving wench comes up and goes, "Oh, would you like some sweet tea?" And she gives you all sweet tea.
Where are your slaves?
So we don't have slaves.
It's the past south. I wanted to free them because I've seen suffering. No man should be yoked to another man.
I remember my ancestor Abraham Dragonborn.
What else?
Freed all the slaves.
All right, thank you. Cool. That sweet tea is delicious. What's your name?
My name is Thora.
You're not a dragonborn yet. You keep with the theme. That's good to hear.
Well, my dad runs this place. His name is Thorfinn. You met him, right?
I do. I did.
You do? You talk funny.
Is my nose bleeding? I'm going to bed.
Wait, is your nose anime bleeding? Or like...
Oh, yeah. How old is this serving wench?
She looks like she's probably like 17.
Oh. Mm-mm. Nope.
We're in the past.
No!
It was different then.
Get out!
Technically, she's like... 418. So like,
yeah, she would be committing a sin against me, who's negative 418.
You can go to jail for that.
Yeah. Oh, Harper's only 16, by the way. Have I mentioned that before?
What? I would love that. If you're
it's like, oh yeah, Harper's 14.
He's an asshole teen.
Hey,
he's supposed to listen to some hardcore rock music in his room and be sad.
No, he's 24. Everyone knows.
Okay.
That.
Really?
I don't remember. 25, I forgot.
I figured you were like 70.
70? 70!
Lord Titus Harper can't be 70!
What is this?
The blazing
3 months
That's
on the sea?
Not possible.
Yeah.
So yeah, what up now? It's morning and we set off.
Okay, you guys set off. The stable guy brings your horses out and says, This newfangled carriage you got here, I wouldn't take that down south with you. It's not going to make it through the swamps. Your horses should be fine, though.
There's a good path?
Yeah, there's a road. Goes right down to House Vidalis.
But why would you think that our wagon wouldn't make it, friend?
Oh, it's a thin, thin road. It's in certain places quite narrow. You would not get this big, weird-looking wagon through there.
Well, can we keep it here in your stables?
Sure, why not?
All right. You trust these people?
Pretty nice.
A silver a day.
A silver a day?
Yeah.
That's highway robbery. How about this? 85 coppers a day.
Sold.
All right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, well, I guess we'll be back. Should Bucky and Roz come with us? Or should they stay?
Oh,
because we anticipate some shit. Literally, the fall of the Mills Prosperous House in this 400 years before.
Yeah, no, they should definitely not come. Well, yeah, Roz should protect Bucky.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable staying here by myself. I feel like I should go with you.
You're not staying by yourself. You've got Bucky.
Is that a train guys, I'm here?
if you guys manage to get back to the future without me,
you do bring up a good point, Roz.
Forever.
It's a good point. Maybe,
but we can't bring our wagon. Can we bring all our gear?
Yeah.
No, is there? I feel like there's a cart we could take. Everyone just
is there like a hoverboat or whatever you call them?
Listen, stable boy. I will sell you this wagon. I'll trade you it for whatever can make it through the swamps, my good boy. And you can keep its modern technology design from the north.
Well, we got these swamp sleds. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
I guess.
That sounds great.
Bro, you know I want a swamp sled.
Do you know who you're talking to? This is Tom Vidalis.
The king of swamp sleds.
Guys. Maybe I have access to my royal accounts here. We can get away with not paying for it.
I like that.
Thrifty, do we have access to my royal accounts here? Can I get away with not paying for it?
I'm sorry. Are you the Tom Vidalis?
I am the one and only.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Of course, you can have anything you like.
All right. Perks of being friends with the rich and famous.
Can we have 42 horses?
We only have 6.
I want a herd of horses just to hang out with.
What do you?
We'll take all your horses.
What do you want? Do you want the moon? Just say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it and give you the moon.
Thanks, Jimmy Stewart. Glad you're here.
Is that? It's another reference I don't get.
Enjoy some wonderful life.
Oh, I know that one. Do I? Yes. Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. Give us all you got. Let's go.
Take all of his stuff.
We need just enough. We just need enough horses to get there.
Enough horses? Are we gonna like use our horses? Like not this?
Guys, there has to be something dope we can take from the past to bring home the future.
Oh.
Do you guys? Do you have any like? Almanacs. You can take that.
Got it.
It doesn't work that way.
Books.
The past, though. What we need to do is find distinct animals.
What do you think evolution is like that different?
The pollution. Trent Thumble's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
I guess Bucky and Roz are coming with us. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
They have to.
All right.
Keep your sword at the ready, son.
Always.
I mean, you don't have to bring us if you don't want. I just thought it'd be nice.
No, I think, Roz, I think it makes sense because what if, you know, the whole time situation we're in.
I'd miss you a lot.
Yeah, it'd be really bad. And our son, and I just worry for Bucky and the dangerous things that he'll be around. But
I don't want to go. I don't want to make it back to the future and have to look. Have to find your 320-year-old gravestone.
Yeah.
Because you'll die instantly in this year.
And I love the thought that they're gonna like, oh, this random person that thinks she's from the future's here. Let's bury her and give her a nice gravestone. I don't know anything about her, but.
She's a liar and a crazy person.
All right, let's go, guys. Let's stop dicking around. Get your dicks out of your hands. And let's fucking do some adventuring.
I thought. Okay. That's, all right.
Okay.
Do we make it unscathed?
No.
You're scathed.
You're scathed quite a bit.
You're definitely scathed. I'm trying to decide what I want to do here.
Did we do something that unexpected just then?
No, not at all. Okay. It's more that we've...
Oh, no, I know exactly what you assholes were going to do.
It's more that we've already done 20 minutes of podcast, so I'm trying to decide what would be the best.
What are you going to cut out?
What would be the best thing to...
Do we take too long to leave town or too little time to leave town?
No, it was right in between. It's the perfect time.
The perfect time to leave town. We're always on time.
Okay, so you guys are... what do you guys think these swamp sleds are like?
I think they've got... basically, what they look like is a big like platform, a very light platform that's made out of something less dense than water, so as to float on top of it.
Like wood?
Yeah, like a light wood, and then
light wood, like a balsa wood,
like a balsa. Yes.
Thank you, Tiff.
On the back are like these like, you know, elaborate like fans, kind of like, you know, ladies that fan themselves, like those kind of fans.
Oh, so people, we can go like, phew, there's like two people in the back fanning.
So we're like an ancient like airboat,
which wave back and forth to propel us forward.
Okay, so like an ancient airboat with
an airboat,
Yeah, okay, I got it. That sounds... That's what it is.
That's weird, because that's exactly what it's like.
Are they attached to horses, too?
Well, brought the horses.
Yes, okay. They're definitely attached to horses as well.
We put the... We did not really know how to use it, so we put it on the backs of our horses.
It's like,
is this it?
They just carry it.
And everybody else is like, that's such a good joke.
Oh, you guys are so funny. Like, ha, 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 we're not for the future.
Okay, so Ted is coming along with you guys, as well as Ralph and George. And you guys have a little caravan going through the swamps of Ichitaka.
Yeah, so what do you guys like to do here for fun?
Oh, I like to come up north here every once in a while and sample the locals, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. Tell me exactly what you mean.
Yeah, don't do it not too loud, though, because we have a child here.
Oh, they have prostitutes.
Oh, gross.
Oh God.
Roz used to be a prostitute.
Oh, my God. Why would you say that?
Because we're an openly sex-positive podcast.
Not cool, Harper. You know, I put that behind me.
Yeah, you
Roz
did.
Roz remembers that.
Roz remembers that. You chose to tell Roz about her past. Yeah, where do you like to go? Car?
Ah, no, I don't have to go very far.
Eveningshire?
Where?
Eveningshire, it's not too far from here.
No, I've not heard of that.
Where do you go?
You know, Mistmire or places like that.
Oh, okay, yeah,
okay, you're saying from the castle.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, cool, bros.
Cool. You guys see a highly intelligent monkey.
Oh!
Holy shit, what is that?
Can he talk?
Hello, I'm a monkey.
Monkey. Who speaks? Monkey speak.
Ironically, I'm so excited that I'm making monkey noises and clapping.
The monkey oddly knows, speaks in deep speech. It's really amazing. He's a hell monkey.
Hello.
What does he speak?
Does he get up to mischief?
Yes, a lot of
mischief.
Does
he live inside of a basketball and then I pick him up? Does anyone get that joke?
No.
Nope.
Can he come with us?
Sure. He knocks a skeleton of a hamster out of your bag of holding.
What is this skeleton of a hamster? What is this? I don't remember that. That's weird. Bye. Throws unceremoniously.
Go back and listen to episode 8. Yeah. Or whatever it was.
It's like, no, it was 13 or 14.
Wow.
Because it was right before the Pirates, and it was right after Welcome to Master.
Tim remembers everything.
Ugh, Tim. What was his name? Cosmo? What was his name?
Dritz.
The hamster's name was Dritz?
I changed it. It was supposed to be, I don't remember. It was, shut up.
Guys, you guys are so busy talking about that. Meanwhile, I've been looking up a gif of Captain Cragen from Law & Order SVU picking up a monkey and hugging it. So
cool.
That's my life.
I think his name was Space, because it was a reference to, like, Baldur's Gate 2.
Yeah. So the it's intelligent weird, monkey, hugs Aludra.
He does what?
He hugs Aludra.
I hug him back.
Watch the bag of holding. He might take it.
He might be a little.
He's mischievous.
Are you mischievous?
That could be.
He pulls a banana out of your bag of holding, and you didn't even know you had bananas.
I don't know how they get there.
Does he pull a coin out of her ear and says, "You have very dirty ears"?
Yes.
I mean, he'd be right. I did. You know what? We're in the inn last night. I still didn't shower.
Gross.
I don't need it.
It's great.
My hair, I don't have to wash my hair for like weeks.
That's true. You have braids. Yeah, monkey, what's up? What's up? Monkey, you crazy. What's your name?
Hello.
What's your name, monkey?
My name is Monkey.
Wow. Okay. Well, do you want to come with us? We're going to House by
sure.
Dallas. Don't
House
get any
House by Dallas? That sounds great.
Everyone, keep watch your stuff. Talking monkeys are mischievous.
Monkey, are you mischievous, mischievous?
No, I'm just a nice monkey.
Oh my gosh, are there more of you? Are you
is
alone?
Is that a, oh, what's this? I found this in your ear, which is dirty. It's a coin.
Wow. Monkey, do more magic.
Tim.
The king demands more magic.
When you say intelligent monkey, what's the level of intelligence? Is it similar to... I mean, is it like a stupid human? Is that like what an intelligent monkey is?
You're hurting my feelings.
I'm obviously not talking out loud to the monkey. Like,
aren't you?
Aren't you? Wow, wait, the monkey can hear us talk out of character?
What are you saying? What do you mean out of character?
Intelligent. Oh my god.
Nice Christmas tree, Tim.
You enjoy playing Castlevania, don't you?
Put the controller on the ground.
Monkey, you're too smart. You're scaring me.
All right, well, Dungeons and Dragons.
I literally don't even understand why you wanted an intelligent monkey in the first place.
I guess I was thinking of the ones that, like, make tools and, I don't know, do cool stuff. They have, like, little stealing hands. They're thieves. Little thieves.
Okay, you missed Tom. You went, okay, so we go. We're going.
You're going.
Is the monkey coming with us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wait, this is going to be another... So we're really getting a ragtag band.
Is this slowly turning into Speed Racer. Because we got, like, Bucky and this monkey, and they're going to always be in, like, the back of the sled. And, like...
Oh, my God.
It's like that episode of Mighty Max when he finds the ancient monkey and he battles with him. The monkey dies. Spoiler for a 20-year-old show.
Why would he do that? Why would he kill that
monkey? Sorry, man. We roll hard.
And Ted looks at Tom and goes, "I'll race you for the lordship."
No, don't do that. That's a bad
You're
idea.
A skill challenge.
I stab him in the foot. You can't go anywhere.
You're racing Ted through the Ichitaka Swamp in a skill challenge.
And we obviously want Tom to win.
Tom.
Yes, I said Tom.
I said Tom.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you have an accent and I can't hear very well.
Ugh.
Sweetie.
Shut up! You know this about me. 50,
this is very
time.
Stupid.
It's really dumb, right?
But we love skill challenges.
It could just be a skill challenge to get through the swamps.
I can't wait to find out what I'll do in this swamp.
But it's more fun if you're racing, also.
Oh yeah, for sure. Is these
okay?
Right, listen, Tom's nothing if not a risk taker.
I didn't roll great.
That's weird.
Hey! Get out of my house.
It's my house.
No, it's not.
Okay. 24.
No.
Are you adding your initiative modifier, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Are you adding...
Not the plus two.
15.
Okay. We never add plus two for the skill challenges.
11.
Okay, Harper.
I'm like, what? What are you doing? So, real quick, what I want to do is distract Ted by saying, oh, look, there's a naked dragonborn in the woods right there. In the swamp.
And it, a
lady one. Or whatever. I don't specify, because I don't judge. Hello! Natural 20 bluff.
Damn.
Ted jumps off his sled and runs into the woods.
Skill challenge one. Done.
All right. Done. Well.
In front of you, you suddenly see two lizard men and a giant blue lizard.
Oh.
And they go, what are you doing in our swamp?
Is that a lizard lion? Is that a lizard lion?
I think that's a lizard man.
No, the big one. The blue one.
I think lizard lions are like in the waters. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I do an insight check to see if they're minions. No. See, I...
Wait, can I do a nature check? It's not my turn.
Can I do a nature check? I see them coming, and I brandish Bloodrinker in an intimidating way and in an attempt to scare them off.
Get.
D20.
Get on out of here.
Let's see. Let me roll 1d20 plus lizards. 17.
Boom.
30.
Shit.
They look... Okay, describe to me what you do.
Well, I assume that we're running. It's a race after all. And I don't want to stop. Yes, I'm still here. Oh. Stop it.
So you do want to stop.
I don't want to stop to deal with these with this riffraff, this rabble. And so I...
Rap game lizard man.
So I pull out my sword and I hold it kind of in front of me, but sideways. So like I'm about to clothesline these people. And I, you know, I would hope that they would not want to be clotheslined, that they would get out of the way.
Okay, they dodge out of the way, but then they quickly start chasing after you.
Oh no, Aludra, what will you do?
Well, Aludra,
what do you do?
Aludra,
do I do a nature check to be like, have I heard of these type of creatures?
What will that help you with?
I don't know. That's kind of.
Can you like do nature to connect your primalness to? Cause like swamp vines to.
Oh yeah, can I do that? Like to do my vines, my thorn strike.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I might not.
You pulled a Jennifer.
I really did. I rolled a 2. My nature's 12. 14.
That isn't a fail.
Poop. So I try to send out thorns, but they don't.
Okay.
They don't fire. I'm like Spider-Man when he's like, why my web no go?
Okay, the giant lizard and the two lizard men are hot on your tail.
Shit. Well, I don't have a tail.
Let me go back to Harper.
All right, well, obvi, there's some swamp gas in the area because we're in a swamp, right? So I want to shoot a fireball and explode some of the swamp gas, just like many alien hoaxes were based off of. That is a 28. I did Arcana.
Swamp gases explode.
Damn. I'm like, ha ha ha, bye, fool. I'm Mike Sebulba.
And they're like, and they drop back a few steps, but they're still coming after you.
Is this wait? How many wins and how many loses do we have to get?
You've got 3 wins and 1 lose.
And how much?
You need
don't tell
6
us. I like
wins.
The. I like the. God damn it.
Okay.
I like not knowing because it's like
why?
It's like going to a new country, you know?
It's just stressful.
I've never been to another country. All I have is skill challenges where I don't know the end.
When we said we were going to Germany, we did
Germany,
not.
Arkansas.
Germany, Arkansas.
The best suite.
You also notice that that Monkey is lagging behind a little bit.
No!
Oh,
Monkey!
No, the Monkey.
He's smart. Okay.
The Monkey up. Monkey. His name is Monkey.
Monkey the Monkey.
It's Tom's turn.
Tom looks over his shoulder and notices the Monkey. So it's the way it goes bad guys and then our group and then I'm out in front, I'm assuming.
It just goes through your group and then they do stuff in between. So they're not actually taking turns.
No, I'm not asking that. I'm asking
position.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
So Tom's like in the front and they're chasing him and then we're kind of behind?
No. You guys are all in a group in front of them.
Oh,
Monkey
okay.
is sort of in between, and then lizards.
Okay. I see that the monkey's falling behind, and I do like a quick turnaround to grab his monkey paw and swing him onto my back, and then power back ahead of the pack again using my superior athletics. Am I right, ladies?
Where are all my ladies at?
We're here.
Wow.
He's not right.
Wow. I get a 15.
Total?
Yeah.
That's going to fail.
Oh,
I wish
shit.
You guys would fail less.
We might need to do an action point.
We might need to do an action
point. Yeah, you might need to do it, bro.
Action point.
Doing it.
Okay, Tom action points.
30.
That is going to succeed.
So, that's much better.
So you grab the little monkey man and then run back ahead.
I imagine that the monkey grabs onto my chest like Legolas in The Lord of the Rings, and like flips up onto my back.
Yeah, he's not very fast because he's small.
Dog, did you see that YouTube? Stop. When the cheetah killed a monkey mom, and then it found out there's a monkey baby, and he's like, oh shit, and then it started to raise it.
Yeah,
or what? At least protect That's it. Not real.
That I don't know real. How it was, like protected it for a little bit. It was fucked up.
That makes me feel too many things. I don't like
all of that in a YouTube video. Aludra.
So I tried nature last time. Is it okay for me to try it again since I failed, but a different way?
How are you going to do it this time?
I want to do a nature check. I want to use my Thorstrike to pull like a. Are there like trees in the swamp? Like
yes.
Okay.
Big hairy trees.
I would like to pull
hairy trees.
Uh-huh.
A tree down into the road behind us so that it trips up the lizard men.
Oh.
Okay.
So. Jennifer, why do you even roll? Use an action point and use this guy right here.
Well, no, this might be okay. The 16?
Nope.
You guys are at level 8, right? Here, use an action point and touch that bad boy right there.
I'm gonna die from coughing.
I know, it's sad. Stop it.
I literally can't stop it. Mm.
Bop it.
Okay, that was a little better.
Twist it.
How about a 23?
23 will succeed.
Yay!
You're so good at D&Ds.
So, I try to spit out my vines, my thorns again, and I'm like, what the heck? It won't go. And then I burst of energy. Ugh! And then they go out and pull the tree down.
Cool, that was dope.
Okay, so that brings us to Harper. Harper, one success will make you succeed in this successful skill challenge.
Well, thank you for saying it was successful. I want to, I'm from the future. I've read about this swamp. So I know for a fact from a book I read that there's an old fort that's just up the left here. So if we reach the fort...
Oh, does a wizard live in it?
I want to do a history check. I'm trying to justify it. Get off my back here. History... Yeah, so basically I know something's coming up because of my history skill. Stop it. Can I do... How about this?
Why don't you do your streetwise, bro?
You're not in... There's no street.
Since when has streetwise ever meant literally street?
It's a city skill. It's for cities.
All right, so here's what I do.
Dancing all the time, you know me.
I stand upon my horse. I turn around. I point with both hands at the attackers chasing us, and I intimidate them with this, an intimidate check.
An intimidate check? Whoa.
I know. You haven't seen Harper do this before. I got a 26. And basically Harper shoots fire from all of his person. He's like, get back, fools, if you value your lives. Or even if you don't, get back. Escape this day. He's like Galadriel when Galadriel goes crazy in Lord of the Rings.
Okay, so you make a giant burst of flamey flame. And they finally break off and don't follow you anymore.
Oh, gosh, guys, that was crazy. Does this always happen here in the swamp? Where's Ted?
Ted's gone.
You tell that guy there's a witch. He's gone. I love Ted.
I'm sure he'll find his way back. He seems like a hardy
fellow. But,
like,
do we know how to get there now? He's kind of our guy.
The two other dudes are with us.
Oh.
The humans.
Yeah, and there's only one road. So.
And we've got a monkey now.
I'm sure he's fine. Yeah, this monkey, we have monkey definitely gets away.
And we have whatever the two people are. Wow, that sure was crazy, humans. I guess we should go forward now.
Okay. So you guys keep going, and eventually you get to a large, lavish-looking town, city-type thing.
Give me more, because we're in a swamp. I mean, I gotta see how this... What's
right,
this?
Well, I mean, you, like, the ground starts getting a little bit drier, and eventually turns into just a real... sort of earthy ground type thing.
All them nutrients.
Yeah. Everything is very lush and green, and up ahead you see a big city.
Wow. So I guess this is...
I pick up a clump of dirt and I eat it.
It does not taste good.
Tom, I don't know why you would do that.
Does it taste like home?
It's for the immune system.
I assume
system.
It's a ritual.
I thought it would jog my memory. You know what they
say? Tom licks everything.
It's like that old saying, a clump of dirt from your home will jog your memory.
Oh, I love that saying.
If I'd known that earlier, I could have saved myself a lot of trouble.
So, I assume, are we like, do we have to talk to the guards to get in the town?
It seems pretty open.
So I guess should we go to the palace, or should we talk to people around here? I don't know.
I think we should go to the castle.
Okay, let's go to the castle.
Let's go to your house.
Let's see all the posters I've got on my wall.
Your dope ass room. You brought up a good point earlier. What if we see an old version of you, you know, from 400 years ago?
Well, we'll just have to keep an eye out. I'll Monkey, are you still here? Are you still on my
Yes. Back? Yes.
Do you think we could convince you to hang out up high and keep an eye out for me, but not me? We'll have a code word, so you'll know it's me. It'll be
okay.
It'll be banana.
I love bananas.
No, not bananas.
I love bananas.
But it's banana.
They're monkey. My favorite food. How did you know?
But it's monkey's not... red rocket comes out.
No, monkey. No, monkey. Bad monkey. No, bow like bananas.
That, like Barack Obama.
It's banana is how you say it.
Right, exactly, which is the trick. That's how we'll know.
3 hours later, he's riding in the dirt.
Then I'm like, no, we'll take it from the top. B O.
So I guess we know how intelligent the monkeys are.
The monkeys are okay, like, so excited about
bananas. Okay, banana. There's one right there. Banana. Banana.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You see a dragonborn walking by.
Does he look similar to myself?
He looks similar to you, but he just doesn't look exactly like you.
Oh, okay.
He has.
So he's not your doppelganger.
I assume this is dragonborn town with a lot of tails, right?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of dragonborns around.
Do they look awesome?
They all look awesome, and they all have tails.
Wow.
Man.
Guys, this is going to be harder than I thought. I mean, I can tell the difference between each and every one of these Dragonborn, because I myself am one, but for you, I don't know.
You say we're racist.
Yes.
Well, I know when lesser creatures congregate together, it's sometimes more difficult, but I think we can
lesser
handle it.
Creatures.
Yeah, what is that?
Humans rule
mean?
This. Like, what the heck? You guys aren't humans.
We're yeah, very puzzled. So,
hey, bro, we may not be human, but we're human, you know?
You are humanoid.
We're people.
You do have arms and legs.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And a heart. When I prick you, you bleed.
Yeah, I do.
You become bloody.
A rose okay. Any other name?
Should we go to the
castle? Hey, what's all this then?
Ah, shit. They still say that back then? What's all ye old this?
Sir, there's you're supposed to be giving a speech in the square. You should get going.
Yeah, Lord
I
Tom.
I get going.
Hello, Tom.
I say we go to the speech, but we don't go right. I'm not going to just get up on stage. I think we need to be a little bit sneaky about it, just in case my other self gets up on stage.
Do you think there's like a vizier that you have or something like that? Like a
vizier? That's
a brazier?
Like,
wow. Vizier? Like
from a grand vizier.
Grand
vizier. The royal vizier.
Yeah, something like that. Who's to say?
Is it Jafar?
Is it Jafar?
Is it Jafar, your royal vizier?
Are we ready to get our eternal reward? The lamp! Throw me the lamp!
Oh my god.
We're having a good time. That's Aladdin.
Guys, we just like to make goofs and live in the trash can where our jokes are.
A problem with your daughter.
Can we name the monkey Apu?
No, what? Why?
It's the monkey from Aladdin.
No,
it's Abu.
Abu.
My name is Monkey, but if you would like to call me Abu, that'd be a fun nickname.
I would love to call you Abu. Can I have a fez and a vest?
I'm already wearing a fez and vest.
He's obviously already wearing one, Tom. Look at him.
It's you never awesome. Asked what I was wearing.
Is he wearing a fez and a vest?
Yes. You can call me Abu.
This
right.
is turning into
let's do it.
I've almost had this exact sexual fantasy.
Oh,
can we call him Apu? So no. In order to not get sued by Aladdin,
then we'll get sued by The Simpsons.
A good point.
Exactly.
Can you call him Agu?
Agu.
Can we call him Achu?
No.
A monkey Achu.
All right, so let's go to the. Let's keep an eye out, but let's go to the speech zone.
Okay, so we're in the outskirts of the speech zone. I've put on a fake mustache, so as to not be.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people gathering, and up on the dais, you see what looks to be Tom the Dragonborn.
Maybe not evil.
Is it possible? I think I need to roll to see if I can keep my boner hidden.
The one thing that he...
I'm seeing your own self.
...is traditionally sexual for. Now, is it possible that Tom, our Tom, is different from this Tom? Like, maybe he's a, you know...
A grandpa?
A grandpa.
A grandpa.
A great-great-great-grandson.
I mean, it looks exactly like him. He's giving an impassioned speech.
Like, what is the speech?
What's he saying?
He's saying something about conquering, about sailing the sea.
Oh. Sounds about right.
And he's like, we will go, bro. We will go to Pelor's Hope.
Oh.
And we will destroy them.
Tom, what the fuck?
Tom, your other self is an asshole.
Bro.
Old new Tom.
Wait, what? Well, we don't know the story. We don't know what Paler's Hope was up to.
I know what you're thinking. How would we do this? But I have my sword. He pulls out a sword that's dripping with blood.
There's now two blood drinkers. Wow.
Not only that, but I've been developing... an army!
Oh, God.
A special army!
Is it a demon army?
Yeah, son of a bitch. Guys, we had to find the Brazier of Worlds before he can use it.
Made in my own likeness!
Oh, boy. 1,000 Toms.
And out from behind him marches what looks like 12 Tom the Dragonborn.
No. Which one is the real one?
Banana. Banana. Wait, did you know this going in with this goof?
What's that?
Did Bachman know this going in? Is that why he did the banana?
I had no idea.
That's amazing.
fuck. This is unholy.
This is horrifying. I can't even imagine what 12 Tom is like.
I can barely stand one of them up top.
I can't tell you guys what I'm thinking right now.
So, well, I guess it's actually, hey, this is a good thing. Because before, when there was only you and the one guy, then everyone would have been like, what the heck?
Yeah, question. Now we can sneak around better.
You feel like you're a clone.
Do they all appear to have Blood Drinker?
No, they do not.
Oh, okay.
They appear to have normal weapons.
Okay.
Battlecraze great swords.
Yeah.
And guys, we're going to wrap it right there this week.
My God.
You son of a bee.
That is a huge reveal.
That is a huge reveal. I'm so happy for
that. I thought last week was a huge reveal. Now it gets even crazier.
Thrifty, you've done it again.
Somehow you've done it again.
Yay. I had a little help.
Holiday gift to all of you out there. 12 Toms of...
Execute. 12 Toms of murdering.
77.
Guys, somebody make a D&D, a Drunks and Dragons podcast, 12 Days of Crib.
They've been working on it.
Yeah, actually, go to the forums.
Oh.
Weird, that's awkward.
I'm sorry.
Especially since... Never mind.
You stop it.
I was about to get on my haterade machine.
Judge how I spend my time. If I need to look at 15,000 Tom Hiddleston gifts during the day to get by, I don't want to hear it.
All you do is look up Tom Hiddleston and food constantly.
To sit there and look
we'll
up.
Be chatting about anything at all. I'm like, and then I go somewhere, and then I come back, and there's 25,000 recipes.
I like to cook, and I like to eat, all right? Shut up.
You don't like to work.
I hate working. And I love to read food blogs.
And Tom... And what if there's a blog with Tom Hiddleston eating?
Wow.
Did you just die? Jennifer, get off on the ground.
Oh, I'm just going to lay here for a second.
Just give me a moment.
I need a moment in private. I'll be back.
I will give a little credit to Miss Tompkins in the chat room there. Oh. She did actually help me with some of these time travel quandaries I was working through and helped me with some ideas.
Travel quandaries.
So thank you, Sarah.
God, I might not be that Tom Dragonborn.
I know, you might not be God. You might just be one of his weird-ass clones.
Who knows, you guys? We'll have to find out next week.
I think what we'll have to do is we'll have to touch our swords together and measure the residual time energy.
Yes. That's the only way. And you guys aren't going to find out for much longer due to the holiday season.
Yeah, there is going to be we're going to be off next week, but then we'll be back after that. So don't yell at us.
Don't yell at us. We're going to take a week off to be with our families.
Celebrate the Krampus.
To celebrate the Krampus coming down from the hills.
To steal all the bad children.
I have no idea where it's going to go. I hope that we get to kill all of Half Fidelis.
We get to kill all those Toms.
Yeah. It's like, that felt so good.
I need more.
God, I want to just, like, slaughter so many of myself. Is that weird? Like, is that okay?
No, not at all. That's normal.
I think we all want to do that.
And hopefully, I don't know, maybe we'll have, I think last week we probably posted that, that book in, and there's some fun clues in there, so you can read that, the, House of Vidalis thing.
We gotta study
it.
Yeah, I need to do homework.
And that book has been around since, like, episode 14, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow! The seed was planted!
Well, it was probably more...
It was around... From the time when Tom started wanting to go to House Vidalis to the time when he gave up on House Vidalis because nobody ever wanted to go there.
No, it was just, it was
so far away.
Everybody had
it was so far away. I mean, if Welcome to Mastwick is 13, then we fought the pirates and then.
Yeah, well, someone with the library.
Right. That's probably like 16-ish, 17.
It was last April. Whatever that means.
Yeah. But it was good times.
It was good times. Hey guys, follow us on Twitter or something. @geeklyinc is one of them, and D&D Podcast is another one. @ThriftyNerd.
I'm @TimLanning.
I'm @JenniferCheek.
I'm @TheMikeBachman.
Let's see here. Oh, you know, we have a website called geeklyinc.com. It's full of really cool stuff. It's next year, once all the madness winds down, it's going to be chocked full of stuff. I'm getting one of those game capture things, you guys.
Nice.
So that'll happen soon, and I'll be able to record more stuff.
Awesome.
This is just for the video people, because it won't be edited out of that part, but for you guys. But yeah, so we're going to have lots and tons of content. I'm going to start harassing Jennifer and demanding she writes stuff.
Oh, no. I need to. It'll be a good New Year's resolution for me. And if you have thoughts about things you'd like to see, like especially things that you're not seeing other places on the internet, if there's stuff that you'd like to see, let us know. Because
we agree that we can't do it better.
If you are having, if you're having problems finding the weird stuff on the internet, just let us know.
We can help you. Yeah, oh, boy.
Michael teaches sexy. and right now I've been doing a large series of YouTube video game things to help you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Discover new and old video games for your heart.
Yeah. And I hope that... Tim and I also recently, we did a little audio review of Catching Fire, and I hope to continue to do that, because that's...
That was fun. Awesome.
It's fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Totally awesome.
I listened to the whole Catching Fire thing just to see if there was anything about that movie that I missed.
Oh, I forgot that I hated you for not liking the Catching Fire.
Ugh.
We're not friends anymore.
There's going to be lots more girl times with the bros, with Mike Bachman, and other video streams. We've already got Sarah Tompkins writing for us and Nika Howard, and we'll probably be having some more people on there.
Yep.
Maybe by the time you hear this, even. Who knows?
No one knows.
Every day is a surprise.
It's a huge surprise for me. there's our wonderful, wonderful wiki that's full of great stuff, which is kind of headed by Steph Kingston, I would say, unofficially, but super officially.
Yeah. Incredibly officially.
And then we have our forums, which is just full of weird shit. It's still the holidays, so, you know, go and check out the 12 Days of D&D podcast.
Yeah.
Amongst other weird stuff.
Yeah, man. And if you like Game of Thrones, we also have Cast of Thrones. Oh, whatever is here for you. Give me that content every day.
There's so many things. It's all very exciting. And there's going to be just lots and lots more of it. So,
just tons of it.
So, yeah. It makes me happy.
Gird your loins.
It makes me wicked happy. Wicked, wicked, super happy. I guess that's it. We're going to be off next week, but we'll be back. Is there anything else we want to talk about? There's the store if you want a shirt. It's geeklink.com/store.
Yeah, there's so many things.
For the cold winter months. No,
it's
if
so
you're
cold
in this hemisphere.
Hoodies that are so fashionable. If you have a good t-shirt design, I think we can probably agree to give you a free t-shirt with that design.
At
the minimum.
Totally.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty fair trade.
if it's good, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's good enough.
I think our community's building, and so you should be a part of it.
Yeah, and it's super fun. Like, if you're missing out on these live chats, I mean, maybe it's perfect right now, so maybe don't come. It's perfect. Because it's just this nice little group, and everyone knows each other.
People have made legit friends. And I love it.
They're good.
People,
we're going to have our first marriage soon, I assume.
I hope so. No, people are like giving each other gifts and stuff. It's awesome.
Wow.
Such friends.
Very friend. Don't do that. but yeah, thanks again, guys. You truly are awesome. Especially to you guys that do show up for the live chat consistently. It makes us feel like we're gods.
It definitely makes me feel better about myself. So thank you. And I guess until next week... Keep riding that daisy. I'm sorry. Keep it dicey.
Keep it dicey.
What podcast are we on?